Chance much gambling these days. These days. These days I seem to think about how all the changes came about my way. And I wonder if I'd see another highway. I had a lover. I don't think I risk another these days. These days. And if I seem be afraid to live the life that I have made in song. It's just that I've been losing so long. The time in quarter turns to ten. Please don't confront me with my failures. I had not forgotten them.
And if you hello, everyone. This is Janie, and you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Test Freeform Radio. Welcome back to Slime Time Radio Hour. Apologies for a little bit of a slow start. We were figuring out the studio. You know how it is. Okay, we just listened to These Days. Ooh, sorry if you heard that squeak. We just listened to These Days by Nico, and before that, Misty by Ella Fitzgerald. Classics. Yeah, a little bit of a change in pace for me, as you know, but I figured today's a little cloudier, a little gloomier, a little chillier after our hot, hot days, so I figured we'd do a little bit of a slower set today. And on the topic of a little bit of gloom, if you keep up with the show and you tuned in last week, you would know that I was a fresh 20 minutes late due to the fact that I found a baby bunny on the sidewalk. I did contact a rehabilitator, and we arranged to hand off the bunny the next morning. Unfortunately, the bunny passed away during the night. Very, very heartbreaking. But I kept it warm and did the best that we could. So a little bit of sad news to start. But I figured my listeners would like to know. Yeah, so I've got a set for you today. Kind of some sad music, which, again, as you know, for me, a little different. I'm not typically a sad music kind of girl. But sometimes it's, you know, sometimes you gotta feel it a little bit. Coming up next, we have Pier 4 by Claro, which you accidentally heard about 2 seconds of because I was a little too slow on the uptake. And then after that, we have I Know It's Over by The Smiths. And you might be like, wow. Yeah, well, it could have been worse, okay? I was thinking of playing the Jeff Buckley version, but I decided against it for the well-being of all because that song is a little intense. Not that I Know It's Over by The Smiths isn't intense, but yeah, I just figured. I also watched Perks of Being a Wallflower recently for the first time ever. Okay, this might be blasphemy, but I kind of thought it was going to be kind of like cringe mental illness teenage movie. Okay. Hey, I'm sorry. Okay. I didn't know. But I watched it and it was really good. I really, really enjoyed it. Logan Lerman does a fantastic job at being incredibly awkward. He killed it. And yeah, so now I've been listening to The Smiths. Like, sorry. Didn't know that was a crime. Anyway. yeah. Pier 4 by Clairo. And then I Know It's Over by The Smiths. Thank you for tuning in.
Disappear. You'll have no reason to be sad at all. You'll strike your own matches to logs. May catch an eye while you play sad and soft. And if you're walking home alone, you'll find a reason, you'll just chalk it up to being different, being young, and wonder why no one knew you at all. Oh, you were just playing dumb. What's the cost of it, of being loved? When close is not close enough, where's your light? When do you draw? When close is not close enough, you can help me.
Third veil bride, please be happy. Handsome groom, give her room. Loud, loutish lover, treat her kindly, though she needs you more than she loves you. And I know it's over, still I cling. I don't know where else I can go. Over, over. Never really began, but in my heart it was so real. And you even spoke to me and said, if you're so funny, then why are you on your own tonight? And if you're so clever, then why are you on your own tonight? If you're so very entertaining, then why are you on your own tonight? If you're so very good looking, why do you sleep alone tonight? Tonight is just like any other night. That's why you're on your own tonight. With your triumphs and your charms, while in each other's arms. It's so easy to laugh, it's so easy to hate. It takes strength to be gentle and kind. Over, 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 over. It's so easy to laugh, so easy to hate. It takes guts to be gentle and kind. Over, over. Love is natural and real, but not for you, my love, not tonight, my love. Love is natural and real, but not for such as you and I, my love. Oh, mother, I can feel the soil falling over my head. Oh, 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 mother, I can feel the soil falling over my head. Oh, oh, mother, I can feel the soil falling over my head. Oh, mother, I can feel the soil falling over my head. Oh, mother, I can feel the soil falling over my head. Oh, mother, I can feel the soil falling over my head.
I Know It's Over by the Smiths. Devastating song, for to be sure. But really beautiful and really amazing. Geez, again, sorry if you can hear that squeak. She needs a little WD-40. But yeah, we have we have some more music. Like, sorry, I just like immediately ran out of things to say because I got distracted by my playlist. but yeah. Oh, so Person Being a Wallflower. I really enjoyed the movie. I wasn't expecting to like it that much, as I said, but I thought it was really fun. I really like it when movie adaptations, specifically like of books, they like do things that you can only do in a movie, you know? Because like the point of the movie adaptation is that it adds to the book. Like there's more, there has to be a point to doing it besides just like, let's make this again, but slightly different this time. That's why I have beef with the How to Train Your Dragon reboot, because I'm like, it's exactly the same. So what about it is special? You know, like, I feel like if you're doing it in a new medium, there has to be something specific about the medium that makes it worth it. Anyway, sorry, not to get on my soapbox. But I feel like Perks of Being a Wallflower did a great job of that, where they like use effects and like techniques that can only be done in film and hence make the adaptation very good. Yeah, anyway. I've been watching so many movies. I've been watching a record-breaking amount of movies because I, not to brag, but for the first time ever, have a TV in my room. What? And also, turns out a Roku is only like $30. I thought for some reason it was going to be really expensive. So I was like, I have this TV. What am I going to do with it? Turns out you can just buy a Roku off Amazon for not that much money. So now I've been watching mad movies. I watched The Wild Robot the other day. OMG. Guys, listen, I'm telling you, you have to watch this movie. It came out not too long ago, and I was like, oh, I have to watch that, but then I was busy, so I didn't watch it. But now that I have all the time in the entire world, I watched it, and it, like, took my heart out of my chest, stomped on it, and then put it back in. Like, oh, thank you. It was such a sweet movie. I loved it. I feel sometimes with, especially like animated movies for children, especially like kind of newer Pixar movies, sometimes they like go a little too hard for the heartstrings. Like, it feels a little like, okay, now you're making it obvious, you know? But I feel like this movie was obvious. Like, you knew what was going to happen. You knew what was coming, but that didn't make it any less emotional, which I appreciate. Yeah, I thought it was great. I thought the voice acting was pretty good. Animation was fun. Yeah. So anyway, I've been watching a ton of movies, but instead of, we're going to take a break from me talking about movies and we're going to listen to more music. So I try to like add songs to my playlist in like groups so that it like makes sense. And I'm thinking our next group is going to be, two songs. Let's hit them with two songs. Hey, crowd, should I hit them with two songs? That's going to be a resounding yes. Okay. So the next song is going to be About You by the 1975. And then following that is going to be Rain by BTS. You might be like, those songs probably don't go together. Wrong. You're wrong. Now you might be like, Jeannie, what do you know about the 1975? That's going to be about nothing. I know next to nothing about the 1975. All I know about the 1975 is this song and that Matty Healy is like kind of crazy. He's got that like crazy man allure, apparently. But I really love this song. Oh, also, just like a quick shout out. A lot of these songs, again, I'm new to being like a gloomy girl, music girl. But I have two friends in particular that really have brought this playlist together for me. That would be Ashia, shout out, for introducing me to many a sad song and also just like amazing jazz. Like, wow. And also shout out Nina for her gloomy girl picks. There's a few of them in here. But yeah, shout out to my friends for introducing me to like yearning, to sad music. It's really like something new I'm trying. So yeah, here we go. About You by the 1975.
날씨는 흐림, 공기는 맑음.
차비가 그쳐 고인물 위에 비춰진
연화 아직 배경에 난 왜 여기 멈췄었을까 생각이 많은 건지 없는 건지 잘 몰라 아까 환해졌을 때쯤 잠했었게 피곤해 찌든 손으로 연신 머리를 쓸었대 지난밤 완성치 못한 노래의 메모장 오늘은 끝낸다는 측근 감고 한숨 푹 쉬어보네 뭐라 변명해 말 지어보네 어차피 못한 거 그냥 아무 말이나 지어보네 시선을 돌린 창밖은 온통 회색빛 회색시에 회색 빌딩 회색 교회 회색빛 아, 이 세상 모든 게 누려 잠에서 깬 동생 자꾸 말끝을 흐려 죄 없는 냉장고 또 유럽 따뜻도 밀려온 알 수 없는 허전함에 일단 나가야겠다고 생각하지 우산도 하나 없이 선명해 비둘이 세상에 닿는 소리 피식 웃어 최고의 배경음악 미친놈처럼 곧 노래를 흥얼거린다
비가 오는 짙은 새서그 위에 여전히 잠 못 이루는 내 가려지네 저 비가 그쳐 고인 물 위에 비쳤지 오늘따라 또 초라한 내가 그려지네
밤 창문을 녹화하는 비는 때리지 마음을 시큰한 어깨를 잡고 확인한 문자
요즘 어때?
친구의 안부 문자는 나를 감성에 적게 What? 만들지 눅눅한 빗방울의 향기 맡으며 기계를 피 다음날 화장실로 간디 잠에서 더 깬 곳 속 내게 인사한데 만날 사람도 없는데 괜히 더 길게 샤워를 하지 샤워. 숙소 밖에 전에 비는 내리네 갈 곳도 딱히 없는데 우산을 챙긴 채 처벅처벅 걸어 정처 없이 떨어 워진 신발에 비는 종신 알리듯 흔적을 새기네 이처럼 난 너에게 빛처럼 흔적을 새긴 사람일까 그게 아니라면 갑자기 내린 소나기처럼 그저 왔다 가는 존재는 아닐까
비가 오는 짙은 새성그 위에 여전히 잠 못 이루는 내 가려지네 저 비가 그쳐 고인 물 위에 비춰지 오늘따라 또 초라 예상이라도 한듯 비가 내리고 있네
창문에 맺혀있는 빗물들 바라보면 느끼지 마치 내 맘속을 흐른 눈물들 미묘한 뒤로 밖을 보면 내 상황 같은 선율같이 내리는 비에 모두 다 안단테 준비를 하고 나가 내 인상처럼 구겨진 우산을 쫙 피고 걸음에 빗소리를 듣는 순간 이 비는 누구 위에서 내리는 걸까 쓸쓸한 회색 시멘트 위 부딪혀 때리는 청각
비가 오는 짙은 새
We will have our first PSA. Chronic fatigue symptoms affect more than 1 million Americans. Check www.cdc.gov/CFS for the latest on diagnosis and treatment. Shout out to my girls with chronic fatigue. that was About You by the 1975 and Rain by BTS. Rain is from the Dark and Wild album, which is notoriously, real ones know, one of BTS's best albums. It's just kind of like banger after banger after banger. But it is from when they were still making hip-hop music, according to them. Word on the street. But yeah, a really great song. We will, secret surprise, we will have more BTS later. Coming up, I think we're going to do like a set of three, just like a three cheeky songs all together. You know, we're going to do Instagram by Dean. Okay, this one is a little controversial in terms of like this, the speaking of the title. I say 134340. Sometimes the girls like to mash that into a whole number. But that's by BTS. And then we're going to have Real Man by Biba Doobie, one of my favorite Biba Doobie songs. It's off her album Take a Bite, which is really... Oh, no, sorry. This is How Tomorrow Moves. Take a Bite is a song on the album. My bad. Wow. Embarrassing. But yeah. I've been, as I said, watching a lot of movies. I've also decided to foray into reading books. I know. It's crazy. Right now, I'm reading White Teeth by Zadie Smith for the first time. And I'm also working at a gallery on Newbury. And I was, okay, there's kind of a lot of downtime when you work at a gallery on Newbury, as I've learned. It's kind of a lot of sitting around and then someone comes in and you go, hi, welcome in. And then that's kind of it. I do tasks, but in between said tasks, there's not a lot to do. So I've been reading a book, and I was debating what book to bring in because I wanted to impress my boss, obviously. And I can't just be bringing in The Hunger Games. I was gonna, but I was like, that might be for later. You know, once I've like proved myself. So I bring in White Teeth by Zadie Smith. I'm feeling a little nervous about my book choice. And then I pull it out, and my boss goes, oh my God, are you reading that right now? Is it really good? I've been meaning to read it. And I was like, I just started, but it's really good so far. So basically I killed it. Great news for me. But it is actually really good. I am really enjoying it so far, and I'm not very far in, but that might change soon. I've been carrying it around with me, of course. So just in case I ever feel the urge to read it. Yeah, we'll see. It's just hard to read a book when there's so many movies, you know, but I'm doing my best. Okay, next up we have Instagram by Dean.
Instagram 하네 잘난 사람 많고 많지 누군 어딜 놀러 갔다지 좋아요는 안 눌렀어 나만 이런 것 같아서 저기 Instagram 속에 문제 온 세상 속에 똑같은 사랑 노래가 와닿지 못할 나의 밤속에 생각이 너무 많네 복잡해 더 만나면 바뀌는 게 관둘래 이 놈의 정보화 시대 단단히 잘못됐어 요즘은 아는 게 더 괴로운 것 같은데 가면 갈수록 너무 어려워 나만 이런 건지 그런 말고 뭐 영화 말고 뭐 나도 결국 떠내 내 맘엔 구멍이 있어 그거 몰라도 뭐 채우는 것 난 지금 가라앉는 중인 걸 내 못난 바다 속에서 문제 온 세상 속에 똑같은 사랑 노래가 와닿지 못해 나의 밤 속에 생각이 너무 많네
없이 올려놓은 사진 뒤에 가려진 내 맘은 하늘이 오늘난 더 헤매이네 저 인스타그램 속에서 그래 나는 요즘 어때 잠 못 자는 건 여전해 자른 단발이 참 예쁘던데 좋아요는 안 눌렀어 조금 웃긴 것 같아서
Welcome back. That was 134340 by BTS. Coming up next, we have Real Man by Biba Doobie. And in case you're wondering, what are you even listening to? You are listening, well, I'm Janie, and you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Manford Tufts Freeform Radio. Welcome back to the show. This is Slime Time Radio Hour. For those just tuning in now, we are having a bit of a gloomy girl session. Given the kind of overall cloud cover overcastness of the day, I figured it'd be well fitting. And now, actually, you know what? Let's just get into it. Real Man by Biba Doobie.
Why don't you just pull another simple lever? I'm not going for no weather. I told my mother what you did, like a kid. And I already told you I just wanted to dance. Could you see me standing out here with my outstretched hand? I guess no one ever told you how to be a me. No one ever taught you how to be a real man. Would you hold it down and take it if I gave you a chance? Need the reassurance, baby, not a silly romance. Guess I'm used to being disappointed, falling too fast. If you wanna go and get it, and I hope you last. If you wanna go and get it, and I hope you last. Would you hold it down and take it if I gave you a chance? Need the reassurance.
Now, Biba Doobie is one of those artists where sometimes certain people need to listen under supervision, under close supervision. Okay? Because explain to me why. I was talking to this dude, and he told me he had seen Biba Doobie in concert 3 times by himself. I'm scared, you know? And then he told me I kind of looked like her, and I said, uh-oh, you know, I'm running the other way. That, to me, frightening a little bit, for sure. Getting told I look like Biba Doobie really is kind of like a sure sign that I'm raising both eyebrows, you know? But other than that, fantastic. I've actually seen Biba Doobie in concert, and I would like to say I'm someone who can listen to Biba Doobie without supervision. She was fantastic in concert. And actually, I do kind of feel bad, because at the time I didn't listen to Biba Doobie. I went with a friend who needed accompaniment. Accompanying? Huh? You know what I mean. Anyway, so I went with her, and I hadn't really listened to the music. I did a little studying beforehand, but I just got in there, and it was so much fun. But the girls were fighting over those tickets, so I felt a little bit bad. But it was a really great time, and now I really like Biba Doobie, so that's a great story. Thanks, Janie, for telling that. Yeah, no worries, guys. Coming up on the top of our second hour, I've just got a full itinerary for us. And part of that itinerary is talking more about the movies that I watched. Because you might be like, surely Janie's talked about every movie that she's seen this week. Wrong. I've watched so many movies this week. The other day, as in yesterday, I went to the Somerville Theater. Shout out to the Somerville Theater, by the way. Shout out. I went to the Somerville Theater and I watched the new Wes Anderson movie, The Phoenician Scheme. And I booked the tickets like at the beginning of this week, at the beginning of last week now. It's Monday. And I was like, because it's the new Wes Anderson, I have to go see it. But then I kept getting TikTok ads about how this is like the best movie in the world. And I was getting kind of annoyed. I was like, okay, enough with the ads. I'm already watching it. Like, just leave me alone, right? But I won't lie. It was pretty good. It was pretty good. It was a little bit funnier than other Wes Anderson movies. Like, people were like laughing out loud in the theater. At some points I was like, okay, I don't know if it was like that funny. But there was a lot more like kind of like gags than there are in other Wes Anderson movies. And it was also a lot more like action adjacent than other ones. It kind of reminded me of the Grand Budapest Hotel a little bit. It's much more along those lines, which is one of my favorite Wes Anderson movies. So definitely go check that out. I would highly recommend. I plan this summer, I plan on just watching maybe every movie ever, is kind of my plan. And so far I'm doing a pretty good job, I would say. I also watched How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days, and guys, I didn't really like it. It's not bad to say, I didn't really like it. I just was like, I wish there was, they liked each other, you know? Like, I wish there was more of the movie which they spent liking each other. Because they kind of didn't like each other, or were trying to get each other to hate each other, but both of them were, like, using each other. I assume that's part of it, but I also was not, I don't know, I wasn't wholly convinced. Yeah, and it's just, like, it wasn't my favorite, you know? Especially when we're thinking about, like top 10 evil situationship movies. Like, 500 Days of Summer, like, takes the cake by far. So it's, like, kind of hard to watch a movie that's supposed to be in, like, a similar vein and be like, oh, yeah, it's good. Because 500 Days of Summer? And the real ones know my history with 500 Days of Summer. it's not good. The movie is great, though. Shout out Zooey Deschanel. Personally, I believe that Zooey Deschanel's, one of her best roles is in Surf's Up as a penguin. She really does a phenomenal job in that. I feel like it really captures her, like, the essence of Zooey Deschanel at the time. Yeah, I'm a big fan. Well, shall we get back to music? Shall we? Guys, crazy idea. Should we get back to some music? Well, luckily for you, I have music, and you're going to be listening to it. So coming up next, I'm thinking, here's what I'm thinking. You ready? Here's a plan. We are going to be listening to Mist by ATEEZ and then Soul by RM. Soul is in the city. And Mist by ATEEZ. Okay, here's the thing about ATEEZ. ATEEZ is a K-pop group that, like, back in ye olden times, like, as in probably, like, 2018 when they debuted, they stuck to a concept like no one's business, okay? They were pirates for, like, 4 albums. And typically, the girls don't really stick to a concept for that long, except for, like, NHYPEN, where they were vampires for, like, 6 albums. I think they kind of take the cake on that one. But ATEEZ were pirates for a really long time. And this is sort of at the end of their pirate adventure. And when I say pirate concept, I just mean, like, they dressed like pirates in the music videos and they were on boats. It really has little to nothing to do with the music. It's just kind of like the visual and performance aspect. So this is off the album Treasure, the final edition, because it's the final step in their pirate journey. but Mist is, hey, maybe one of my favorite songs ever. The first time I heard it, I was, like, not expecting it at all. Because, again, going in, I'm, like, thinking pirate. And then, like, this song comes on. And then I'm like, what's going on, you know? So I need you to really close your eyes.